Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, on some real shit, Robert, stay in Europe. Yeah, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude, but we've been talking and I don't know, maybe you should like find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. But no one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. Don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early, not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Bob, I hate your unibrow, so for it. Looking like Bert at a love child with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. All right, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I can tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants, I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie, so don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit, so don't come back. Stop, everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are funny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke, and it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, pissing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here is missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris and don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Only please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. They probably have fun. And don't come back. Yo, Rob. Seriously? I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really.
Too far.
Robert, stay in Europe.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Rob, come on!
Oh, God, he's being such a fucking baby.
What the fuck, guys?
We have Starburst. Come back.
What the fuck?
It was a joke.
Elvis with Down syndrome? Are you kidding me?
Elvis didn't complain about the reference.
I have to admit, while we were playing that, last week we played it, and, you know, I didn't have to look Rob in the face, but then we were sitting there, I was like,
oh. That was fucking mean, guys. This anger is not search engine optimized, I'll tell you that much.
Come back, Rob. Sit down. Stop.
No, why am I coming back?
Because,
a bunch of douchebags.
Because your bong.
Don't respect me.
Your bong is on the table.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring it back.
Oh, hey, guys. Welcome. Oh. All right. That so, here we are.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, I'm back from Europe, but...
Sadly, he didn't hear the song until he was already on the plane.
My flight was delayed.
They had it on the plane.
And I was power napping all over the world. So, lots of accuracies, although I'm greatly offended.
I heard they have the live cast on JetBlue now with DirecTV.
Only on the flights that crash, though.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least you get the arrows.
Yeah,
before
on
you
your way
down.
Down. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
We've got some special guests here tonight.
Yeah, you know, since I went to Europe. Well, Frank went to Europe with me, so figured we'd have him on the show.
Hi, Frank.
So he can tell us what really happened.
Alternate form of commentary. Yeah. Frank doesn't have a mic, though, so I like it that way. we went to Amsterdam, I know. Did you guys talk about that last week? I didn't really listen, but
we mentioned that you were there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the ladies are all around, and it's legal there for prostitution, whatever. So, I fell in love.
Oh, jeez.
With a hooker, and
are you being for real,
dude? This is her, Sasha.
That's...
Sasha, say hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Sasha. Yeah.
She is. We are. I didn't tell you guys this before, but. We got married.
Oh,
last
what?
Night. Yeah, I'm in love.
I wanted to marry you?
I'm in love. She's really wet for HTML,
where
this
is,
girl.
Where is the bong? Where is the bong that she was talking about?
Yeah, where is the bong?
Yeah, where is the bong?
You ate it.
Yeah.
You're such a pig.
Oh,
I love her accent.
Trouble in paradise.
You're so beautiful,
I love
Sasha.
You. I love you. I love you. This girl is way too hot for you. What the hell is going on
Shut
here?
Shut up!
It's true. She's right. She's where am true. I?
She loves me for my money and my heart.
Money. Money? Please. I saw his face. Please. Should have stayed in Amsterdam.
What do you mean? We're in love. No?
You told me you had a beautiful house. I come here. It's a shithole. It's a shit box. It's a shithole.
No, there was no shit or a box
Rob,
in my house.
Rob's
that
wearing, like, the most money that Rob has is on his boxers right now.
Yeah, it's a cash print.
Can I just say, while we were setting up the equipment, I woke up yesterday with 102 fever. I'm sick. My face is halfway down towards the table. Rob passes by me. He's going to get something out of the Xbox or whatever. He bends over and he rips a fart right in my face.
Two of them.
like
I love you too, honey.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's like Vapo Rub. It's trying to steam, clear out your surfaces.
It didn't work. But anyway, yeah, you seem like you're regretting this decision.
I love him. I love him.
You love him.
I love him.
What do you love about Rob?
I love everything about Rob.
Explain it to me, because I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look at him. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I agree with everything this lady is saying.
Yeah, she's convincing me.
This is why I married her. That and the good blowjobs.
Where did you meet?
I do good jobs.
At a storefront?
How much did you have to pay?
I'd rather not talk about it.
So how does it work? Is it like you go to like Arby's here, they have a menu of whores?
Yeah.
Or what?
No, you know what it's like? Basically, you know, there's a storefront and it's like three doors instead of windows.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just girl. It's like you're peeking into a girl's bedroom, sort of. That's like the vibe they go for.
The girl has
window herpes. Shopping, what you call here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Window shopping.
Yeah, it's window shopping.
That's the term that people use over there, too.
Really?
After you're drunk and stoned and everything else. Like,
wow.
You didn't go window shopping.
What, did
and then Rob hit the jackpot.
Oh, I did. I mean, I did a lot of window shopping. And let me say, there's such a variety of ladies there. I mean, there's a, like... There's an alleyway full of girls that you would love, Darren. Just like
why
big,
are they in the alleyway?
Big booty. Well, I mean,
Is it segregated and efficient?
It's just like all alleys. Like
the funny thing is, I think you have to like work your way towards prime real estate there.
That's
like,
what he did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, you were on the main road. You were.
Right.
So that's so he's saying you're like the fourth girl that he fucked. Or
no, no, she's the only girl I fucked.
Oh, all right.
Relax, please.
I'm saying.
Now, what terminology do you prefer? Do you prefer hooker, prostitute? What's the
Rob's wife?
But okay, so
before,
last
Mrs.
Last
Rob,
week,
please.
What did you prefer?
Mrs. Rob, can we call her that?
Mrs. Rob is fine.
Last week, before the marriage. What
Mrs.
Was
Rob
a working girl.
Yes,
is that a working
employed.
Girl? Okay, fair
working,
enough. Yeah.
Working,
fair
and for a living, what you do.
Oh, I'm not in the
Are you a working girl?
I'll make money somehow, right?
I suppose that's
okay.
True.
I'm going to call her Mrs. Rob and the shit out of you.
What? Come on, Darren, be supportive, please.
All
did
right.
Rob tell you,
the shit out of you
when he met you last week? When Rob met you last week, did he mention that he just quit his job?
Oh, come on, Sid.
Rob has a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm rich.
It's
come on.
It's in stocks and bonds.
Oh,
and on his boxers.
You haven't seen those statements, I assume. He's been
he
steered the wrong way.
Also, he tells me.
What's that?
Inheritance?
Well, he's
loyal
to Osama bin Laden, but wait, that guy's
not
never
true.
Been
That's
down.
All lies. No, but back to the ladies. Yeah, so it's just like piles and piles of women. Most of them are pretty attractive. Some of them are really attractive. Some of them are disgusting.
Any chicks with dicks?
Yes. There was a walkway.
There's a tranny aisle.
There's a tranny aisle.
Sluts with nuts.
Yeah. It was right by the dominatrix aisle.
Wow.
They have something for everyone. There's huge variety.
There
there's like older
with missing
women.
Limbs?
No, I didn't see that.
No stumping?
There probably are, but there's not like a whole niche for that though.
Lame.
There's probably one in the regular batch.
There's
hopping around.
It's like the needle in the haystack.
There's big women, small women, old women.
Yeah.
Every kind of
how
women.
Old?
Women.
I mean, old. Yeah, like 50, almost 60.
Oh, yeah.
There's a market for everything, man.
When can I get a flight out there?
It's only $800.
Let's go, Darren. Come on. So you and me would do it right. We'd spend the whole time having sex with prostitutes.
I need me a gilf, man. See, I don't feel. I feel like you shouldn't have to pay for a woman over 60. That's like
she should pay you.
Shouldn't you?
They're people
like,
too, Darren.
Just
no.
Let her tell some stories of the old days.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have sex. I just feel like I have the leverage in that situation, right?
My whole family works.
Really?
My mother, my grandmother, everybody.
What can I? What's your ethnic background?
Well, I come from many places. And I wound up in Amsterdam.
And she comes in many places.
I do. I left. I went to Amsterdam and I found my love of my life.
Okay.
I need to rewind that for a second because
I'm from many places. It's none of your business where I'm from. I'm just telling you that where I am now is with Russ.
No, I was going to say you came in many places. And then he said, oh, yes, she did. I want to know what those places were.
Yeah. All over. Oh.
Yeah.
In many countries. And on the plane.
When we were on the plane, it was I was in power napping. I was power fucking.
They call mile something club.
What is it called
when
the husband gives the wife a vibrator to use in the bathroom? What is that called? Is that still the mile high club?
Shit, I asked you not to mention that on the air.
It's called a good time. Any vibrator, anywhere.
Does it have a USB connection? So you could,
I don't know.
You know it.
Does Rob fall asleep while he's doing you? Does he like fall asleep?
No,
of
there's
it.
There's no way he fell asleep while I do.
What?
No, but like while he's doing it, does he get really tired and fall asleep?
He gets sweaty. He gets very sweaty.
Ew.
I can't picture Rob doing a lot of the work in this relationship.
I can't picture Rob.
Why am I grossed out by this?
What's Rob's endurance record so far in the sack?
He is an animal.
Oh, yeah?
He is an animal.
He's hairy like an animal, true, but
I'm in the room.
Has he broken the 30-second mark yet?
Oh. We're almost there. We're about 25 seconds.
I've been trying.
I work on it every day.
Maybe if we, like, do it and then, like, wait a bit and then do it again,
well,
I can make it past. You're just so beautiful. How can I make it past?
He's not good at doing it again. We have to wait a long time.
But how deep do you put the strap on in? Maybe
no,
you're just putting it in too
come
deep.
On, come on, come on, come on. I'm in the room.
Strap on. What he does on his own time is his own time.
Yeah, please.
With me, he just needs my lady part.
Does he make you watch him code Flash while he's waiting to get hard again?
I don't know.
So
leave her alone. Leave her alone. She's not a web developer. I'm not friends with them after that song and the way they're treating my wife. It's not nice.
Does he ever show you a Gawker blog post while he's waiting to bang you a second time?
He showed me things on the computer.
They have wonderful writers.
I ignore everything he showed me on the computer. All I want is to do is to please my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good woman.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah, so I got a hooker. I brought her back. The ultimate.
Why do you have to call me a hooker?
I'm sorry. I got a wife.
Like a little marital spat going on.
The ultimate memory right there. The ultimate little parting gift.
Last lifetime.
So any kids on the horizon?
Not yet.
Where does she sleep? Because your bed is way too small to fit her.
It
on
barely
there.
Fits you.
It is very small.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I came here.
His room too.
Everything is very small here. Everything is very small.
Why did I bring my wife on the show? I don't understand why I invited her. But you can give us a call. Talk to my wife.
Talk to me.
Be careful, because if I get pissed off, we're going to hang up on you.
So well, I was a very jealous husband.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us a call.
The fire.
What's the number? I haven't been here in a while.
646-929-1357.
We're also on AIM, MILIVECAST, MI Livecast.
Shout us a holla.
And,
what show is this? Come on.
So no, Sasha. Say hello. Sasha, is it, right?
Yes.
You came in separately. And I saw like a big French-looking guy outside escorting
what?
You in the. No.
No.
What?
No.
Don't talk
no,
about that.
No.
Okay.
You,
she just kicked me really hard under the.
You are a troublemaker. I don't.
I'm an investigative journalist. That's
no,
all.
No, I don't like this boy. I don't.
She's got very pointy shoes.
Who?
I'm not walking on the street. He said hello to me. I said hello back. That's it.
I believe you.
Very
my wife is a
teacher.
Good woman, Darren. Why are you trying to start?
I didn't start anything.
I don't work anymore. I come to America. I don't work anymore. I only work for him.
All I'm saying is, and I'm not.
You don't work for me, honey. We're a partnership.
And you cannot ask me again to have sex with you. I will not.
What, Darren?
Listen, all I'm saying is, and I'm not gay, but if I was your boyfriend outside, I would do him in a second. He's fine looking.
My boyfriend outside, again, Rob, please take him
what?
Out of the room.
Darren, say you want to do me?
You? No. The guy, all right, never mind. Let's drop it.
He looks sort of like the actor Jerry O'Connell, but with a beret. That's
yeah, he should.
Jerry O'Connell?
That's a good call.
This is
troubling news.
Foolish. It's foolish.
Mrs. Rob.
We might have our very first in-show divorce court segment. We've done every other game show. We might as well.
I feel about this, honey. You hanging with it. I thought when we're married, that just means, you know, it's you and me.
It is just you and me.
That's what you told me after you charged my credit card.
I outside and he said hello to me. I said hello back and I come inside. That's it.
How do you feel about Ra's impending divorce? Call us. 646-929-1357.
Somebody named Noah's Booty Buddy doesn't believe that I have a wife. Said pics or it didn't happen. You cannot see any pics of my wife, Noah's Booty Buddy.
What?
I know what you're up to.
Is that real?
It's a screen name, Noah's Booty Buddy.
Sid, is that you?
Yes,
I love that.
Somehow. Mentally, I am.
He just talks about
your
booty all the time. It doesn't mean that
he just looks down my pants all the time.
You're squatting in my face. What do you want me to do?
I'm not squatting in your face.
You basically are. Basically.
He sat on his face before I saw it.
Shut up.
Noah, in all fairness, Noah, you do when you're setting up and stuff, and you're not in self-conscious mode. You display your body quite a bit.
Yes.
And not saying it. Yeah, incredible.
Oh.
Maybe we bring Noah into the bedroom.
I'd be into it.
Calling us.
Satan's on the line.
Oh, no. Satan, you're on the Zach Beats hotline. Hello.
Hello.
That's you.
666.
Who called us? It sounds like a taking call.
Well, what are those messages? That's what that is. Morse code, thank you.
He's got
a Morse.
You can hear him breathing.
Save our shitty caller.
Morse injection.
Oh, he's gone.
All
right. Calls like that when they breathe heavy, you know.
I think that was the Jerry O'Connell in a beret calling in just to make sure.
what?
Sasha was still doing all
this,
right.
Noah's booty buddy got jokes.
What did he say?
Oh.
I wrote, "Are you real? You need to call us up." And he writes, "Sorry, I'm the vocalist of Oceano. I'm busy being butt-raped by lamb goat users. Can't talk now. You, sir, are a comedian." But anyway, back to me.
You?
No, Amsterdam was amazing, and I know what everyone listening at home is thinking about. What was the weed like? I don't know why the guy from the B-52s
yeah.
is listening.
It's on weed.
Weed shack, baby!
But it was pretty great. I mean...
What was your favorite, your favorite weed moment?
My favorite weed moment was getting a menu of weed with a chart explaining how it tastes.
Where were you?
What? In Amsterdam.
Like, you know, like a restaurant? Is
no, no. They have smoke shops, but they call them coffee shops.
Coffee
you can
shop.
Yeah, you can only get them at coffee shops. You can only get weed at a specific like license.
Is it near the whore shop?
Yeah, sometimes
yeah.
right. Well, I mean, they're all over.
Yeah. The red light district is like 25 blocks big.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry. Yeah, it's like 25 blocks, and it's pretty much like coffee shop or smoke shop, bar, sex shop, food.
Cool.
Just like over and over again.
What was your favorite part, Frank?
The laundromat.
Yeah. I did do laundry there. That's true.
It's much better than here. It's much better.
The laundries?
Everything is much better.
Actually, the laundromat was pretty cool. They have like benches right in front of the washing machine, so you can actually like lounge as you're washing.
They have that here, too. They have really uncomfortable plastic seats.
Yeah, but this place is so small. Like, everything about Europe pretty much is, like, in conservation or being efficient, you know.
So how did Rob fit in or not fit in?
It was hard. But the coffee shop, it was phenomenal because it's basically a bar with no alcohol and just weed and, like, coffee and juices.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, you could just get... You get whatever weed you want, and if you go to a nice coffee shop, you can get a nice bong. They put some fresh water in it, some ice. They give you a nice little filter.
It's nice.
It's nice, yeah, right? And I mean, it's really good service too, because you could also just buy like a pre-rolled joint for like $7. You get like people at home, you can see this, right? Like it's this big.
His fingers are like 83 inches apart right now.
No, it was pretty huge. It comes with like a cone protector and everything.
Yeah,
wow.
And the way they roll it is intense. And that was cool. The food was amazing.
I stocked up on space cakes too.
What's a space cake?
Like brownies, muffins, all kinds of
with
stuff.
With weed in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
With weed in it.
I've had those. I never heard that particular terminology.
Space brownies. Yeah, and I mean like. Really, the prices, though, like I calculated it, I mean, it's still cheaper than American, but it's not that much cheaper.
Right.
It's like a few bucks cheaper because it was like basically for a gram of weed, it was anywhere from like 9 to 15 euros, which it's like $1.40 is a euro. So it's almost the same. Like it would be like, well, like $22 for a gram there. And then in America, it's like... $30 for too much math
Sorry,
here.
I'm bored.
Too much
yeah.
math here.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
I
want to
ask
but there was
a question that people want to know. How much of that song, Frank, was actually true about Rob?
I laughed so fucking hard when I heard it the first. I actually rewound. I stopped the podcast, rewound it, listened to it like 7 times, continued the podcast, and I was thankful that you ended the podcast with it.
It was like a little extra treat.
It was hilarious.
It was
definitely true.
Was Rob power napping while you played the song?
Funny enough, I think in Paris, you slept through most of the tour.
It's true. It's true because we had 1 hour of sleep. And then we went on a train to Paris and then got on.
We walked like a mile after getting on the train, too.
Right. We walked like a mile. And then we got on a tour bus that would show, like, all the sights of Paris. And you basically, since, you know, it's like all these people that speak different languages, you plug your headphones in to the seat and you get, like, the tour in your language.
Okay.
But... It's, like, so soothing. There was, like, royal music playing and, like, a very, very soothing, like, accented English woman. Like, on your left, you will see the Notre Dame. Then it's, like, you can't help. Like, I really wanted to be awake for this. I really, really did. Like, obviously, I mean, I'm paying for this. Why the fuck would I want to sleep through it? But my body was just like, no, 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 Rob. And when you're in Paris, your body develops a French accent. Like, no, 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 Rob, you are going to sleep.
Yeah, he was sleeping within record time. I think you, like, sat down and 5 seconds later you were out.
No, see, that was a power nap. I was like, maybe if I get it out now, it'll be all right.
We on Monday, we went to see David Cross at UCB. And, like, the second we get back in the car to go home, I look over and Rob's, like, passed out already. And it's like, I just, you know, like, I just drove down the block and he was already asleep.
Yeah, that's because I was still on Europe time. And it was, like, already 6 a.m.
You slept until, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's not true. I've been waking up at, like, 8 in the morning.
At least now we know if Rob's annoying us how to get him to immediately fall asleep. We just play, like, orchestral music. And
just sit him down. So,
yeah, the seats were comfy. I mean, it was upsetting, ultimately, but,
And over here on the right is the Louvre. And on the left...
Oh, I did see the photo.
A French bread salesman who doubles as a mime.
Does he have actual bread? Or is he minding bread as well?
It doesn't matter. He's already asleep.
Is the bread walking into the wind?
All right. What was that picture?
The best was that we thought it... I mean, like, it was like 80 degrees that day in Paris, or like 75.
Yeah.
We thought it would be a great idea to take a boat ride through Paris with... like a glass ceiling above us.
Wait, this is on water, right? You want to just like go around in a boat on the sidewalk?
No.
Okay.
No, because there's like a canal
that
goes through all of Paris. Yeah. So like you see basically, I guess it was like a lot of the stuff that we saw on the bus tour that I slept through on the bus tour.
Then you got to see it.
Yeah, I guess I got to see it, but it was so funny because it's like there was a person there that was like, if you look on your left, there are actual French people just sitting there, and oh, there's a naked man. The only nakedness I saw was an old dude.
Really?
That was like 50.
What about your wife?
70.
You didn't get to see her naked?
Well, I mean in Paris.
Oh.
Hey, baby.
Let me ask you a question on this subject. So it was you, it was Frank, it was Anthony, it was Marty, right?
Yeah.
Were you the only one that got with Sasha? Did the rest of them have a chance?
I would hope so.
We're close. Excellent.
Oh, sure.
Frank may have, if he don't want to talk about this, he may have met my sister. May have. But I'm not sure what happened, but he may have.
No, but when you say your sister, is that just you in a blonde wig that you wear on Mondays and Wednesdays?
I have 7 sisters.
And they're all working? They're all in the alleyway?
Every female in my family, we work.
They're all beautiful.
It looks like there's a Frank hand-shaped mark on your titty. I might be wrong. But
why are you looking at my wife's titty?
It just kind of jumped out.
She's sitting here shirtless.
Yeah, listen.
Doesn't mean you have to look at it. All right, she's your
piece. She's licking her nipple. It's like, all right, we get it. We know
she's my wife.
Sid, is this your phone? It says, as a text here, and it says, are you done taking the money from that... loser American. Oh, this must be Sasha's phone.
Whoa, what?
It looks just like your phone, Sid. I'm sorry.
What is going on here?
I don't know. I shouldn't have read that. I figured if it was yours, I could read
Honey,
it.
Honey, is this true?
Of course it's not true. I think your friend tried to make you jealous.
Is this true, Sarah?
Take a look.
He's a stupid American.
No, it says that here. What's going on? Are you really with me for my money?
No, absolutely not. You have no money. You have just things that
That's
you
true.
Wait for people to die. So we wait for them to die, and then we talk about it.
She does make a good point.
You're just waiting for my parents to die? Is that what I'm...
When we talk about when we were in we talk
that's,
about...
That's what
we
you bonded on.
Shop, we talk about the way your parents die and when we get the money.
Rob, are you planning to kill your parents?
No, we don't kill. We just...
No, they're going to die naturally.
From the gas leak that Rob caused.
Wait, for you
natural gas.
After they die, you're still going to stay with me then,
of
right?
Of course. I love you. I love America. I love everything.
Darren, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. It's so absurd.
He's jealous because he wants my titties. Let me come in.
Yeah, that's right, Darren. Oh. You cannot have my girlfriend's titties, my wife's titties.
At least Rob doesn't have them either. That's a consolation.
Yeah. Rob has his own titties he's got to deal with first.
I'll just stare. For now.
Wait, at which ones?
the ones on my left.
Okay.
So.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I love you too.
Yeah, I think she was talking to Darren that time.
Wait, what?
I have money.
I love you. No, I love you.
What?
So, where did Rob take you on your first date after you guys were married?
This is it.
We just went back to America. You took me for pizza. It's delicious. Mm.
Pizza.
Do you guys have pizza in Amsterdam?
Well, we have pizza, but it's not as good as here.
Yeah.
He took you what, Papa John's?
No, we went to a what was it called?
Pizza Hut.
It's everybody's
especially
name.
The hot man.
Ray's. It was Ray's.
Ray's. It was delicious. There's a million of them, I hear.
They're all very famous.
And they're delicious.
They're all the original Ray's, too.
It's true.
No one gets that outside New York.
But, no, my wife is beautiful. Leave her alone.
She's attractive.
That's right, she is.
FYI to the listeners.
I'm sorry.
Darren.
I can't help
compose
looking.
Yourself.
Sorry.
FYI to the listeners, I just twit-picked a photo of Rob sleeping through Paris. That's
oh, good.
I didn't even get
me.
To see it yet.
I'll retweet it on the metal injection.
Or we can just view photo on this huge. Here you go. There you go. There.
See his nose is. So sexy.
Wait. Are you being sarcastic?
No, I mean,
I can't tell through your accent.
He looks like a gentle giant.
Maybe I'm just checking my email. You don't know.
He is
you can't see.
Gentle.
It's too dark in there.
Trust me, he's sleeping.
But,
snoring and all.
I was
drooling? Was he drooling?
I think
just heavy breathing.
Was he sweating?
And really, Frank, when it comes to snoring, I'd have to say you're the king.
Yeah, just,
Frank is a snorer.
I just took a twit pic of Rob's wife. You want to put that on? You want to put that on?
Sure. You'd have to save it and email it to me.
All right. It's a FrenchWhore.jpg.
Come on, Darren. Don't talk about my wife like that.
That's really what it is. All right. No, I'm sorry. Never mind.
I lost my train of thought.
Can we somehow Photoshop Jerry O'Connell into that picture? Complete the situation.
Jerry O'Connor.
Oh, like
he's a guy that looks like your non-boyfriend.
Come on. Leave her alone. Give us a call. Be a part of this madness. Our phone number is 646-929-1357, or you can IM us at MI Livecast.
And tell us, would you marry Rob?
I mean, mm-hmm. The answer is obviously yes.
Or would you marry a hooker?
Oh.
Another great story that came out of Amsterdam that I can't stop laughing about, other than us constantly saying soissons nous, is that we met this guy at a coffee shop, and then we saw him the next day at another coffee shop. And he's like, yo, what's up, guys? He was actually from Jersey, which was kind of crazy, but he worked in Germany, whatever. He's like, what's up? Yeah, there's good stuff in here. And then he's like, yo, you see that guy? That guy has been talking to himself. I've been sitting here 45 minutes watching this guy talking to himself. Then we sat down, and that guy was totally talking to him. He was just like smoking a doob, saying, I don't know, he was like talking in French or something. And I don't know what was going on. But then I thought, what is worse? Is it worse to sit there and talk to yourself, or be the guy looking at the guy sitting there talking to himself for 45 minutes? That's what made me laugh. But right now we got a caller on the Zach Beats hotline, area code 402. Which one is worse?
Hello?
You're so low.
You're very low.
Speak up.
Hello?
That call's coming in through a window. You got to call back and try again because we can't hear you.
Or just yell. Can you raise your voice a little bit?
It's not happening.
Now he's not talking at all.
He hung up.
Sorry, 402. I understand.
Piece of shit.
I guess he was talking to himself.
If it was 420, Rob would understand it.
It's a weed joke.
Aaron has right many up. Jokes.
Listen.
Too many jokes. I'll never forgive you, Darren.
What did I do?
I'll never forgive you.
Oh, Darren, why is your hand under the console? What are you doing right now?
I'm sorry. Hey, look, they're both up now.
Trying to touch me.
There's a little finger banging going on.
Darren, am I going to have to beat you up before the show is over?
I keep asking her what the hourly rate is, and she won't answer.
She is off the clock.
Her vagina is like a vortex. It sucks hands and other orifices in.
Vagina?
Yeah, I think I lost my keys in there, actually, so I'm going to ask you for that later.
Honey, can you just queef that out, please?
Hold on.
That's a ping pong ball.
Oh, thank you. All right.
I have many tricks.
She does. It's pretty amazing.
If you find my class ring later,
the things she can do with her sphincter. Oh.
Woo.
Wait, is it sphincter or
butt?
Yeah. Like you didn't know that, Noah, please.
I wasn't sure.
I didn't know, Rob. You like anal?
He likes to get his dream job.
Mm.
Wait, what? No. I like to rim your job. Let's not talk about that.
It's like cousin bidets.
This is the most disgusting moment.
But 626, you're on the air on the Zach Beats hotline. How do you feel about rim jobs?
Pretty damn good, I must say.
Who is this?
No, I'm just joking. Actually, I'm one of the junkies on this website. This is Hellhammer.
Oh, Hellhammer. We've been talking on the instant message.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
I was actually going to call to say it was worse for the guy talking to himself because he's too busy to realize that he's giving other people so much joy by for you guys to watch him for hours on end.
Right, but I mean, at least he's doing something, whereas the other guy is just sitting there watching this other guy talk to himself.
I don't know. If I was the one watching him, I'd feel like I was being productive, to tell you the truth.
Maybe he was on a Bluetooth.
No.
Do they have those in France?
Well, it was in Amsterdam, but he
was
Amsterdam?
Do they have Bluetooth? Did he have maybe he had shaggy hair and you just couldn't see, but he was on the Bluetooth.
No, not true at all.
You should have just ordered whatever weed he was doing.
I should have asked him. I didn't want to interrupt.
I want the weed that makes you talk to yourself for 45 fucking minutes right now.
I want what he's having. Yes. But, Hellhammer, you live in California?
For sure.
So that's like pretty much a little Amsterdam, I mean.
Right. Yeah, especially everyone that's got a card is just like crazy all the time. So you go, you just walk down the street, you ask someone if they smoke weed, they definitely do.
Yeah.
Everybody does. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah? Well, do you have like a really pretty park in California like they do in Amsterdam? No.
Probably not, but I don't really care.
You have guys talking to themselves or what?
Oh, well, I mean,
there's plenty of homeless people in Santa Monica.
What part of California do you live in?
I'm in like Pasadena area.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, another crazy thing, like I was saying about Amsterdam, was that park. We went and we shroomed. Mm-hmm. I said it.
Right.
And this park, it was like a painting. It was like Bob Ross was like would have a heart on.
Probably because you were on shrooms.
No. Before the shrooms kicked in, I felt this way.
Sure.
And it was crazy because it was like this huge park. It was like Central Park, and then like they had these little areas that you could like, you know, bike into or walk into. And when you're in this area, all you really see is like that little part of the world. You don't see like any outside. Like there weren't like tall buildings that obstructed your view. You just saw like the sky and whatever. And it was pretty beautiful. I was like being one with nature.
There's a sky in Amsterdam?
Yes.
I don't know that.
And let me tell you, the clouds were awesome. It was like the sky was like my own little lava lamp. It was a moment.
And then he sat in a coffee shop and talked to himself. Right?
Yeah.
No, I just laid on the grass and talked to myself for 45 minutes. And I'm like, I finally get it. That guy was just on shrooms.
And then two guys came over and watched you talk to
yourself. And then told this other guy. And that other guy was thinking, well, what's worse?
Right. And he did a show about it.
Yeah, we also rented bicycles, and that was an experience because I haven't ridden a bike. Rode. A bike?
Ridden.
Ridden?
Ridden was right.
I haven't ridden a bike in years.
Did you break it?
No, I was very fearful of that. But go ahead, Frank. You seem to be pulling away.
Well, I was going to tell him that I think, like, as soon as we wound up renting the bikes, I think, like, 5 minutes later, we came to, because there's lights for cars and for bikes there, and we came to, like, a red light for a bike. So I stopped, and Rob ran right into me. And the locals were, like, laughing at us.
Oh, I was picturing it as a bicycle built for two, actually.
There were four of us. No, we all got our own bikes. But it was pretty funny trying to maneuver it. Hellhammer, do you bike?
I don't. I drive.
You drive?
California. So advanced.
It was funny. It was kind of like a video game, though, too, because they do have bike lanes there. And then, you know, people on Vespas, they also drive in the bike lanes. So it's like there's like the trolley lane,
uh-huh.
The car lane, and then the bike lane, and you're like kind of like avoiding everybody. It's like a video game. And like the people on Vespas, they could give a shit.
Right.
They're like, I'm on a fucking moving thing. If you don't get out of my way, you're going to get run over.
Well, they have to act macho because they're on Vespas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so way funny. Worse than Italy.
Yeah.
Way worse. Yeah.
Did they have a weed lane for the people going 1.5 miles an hour looking at clubs?
No, funny enough, though, like, since everybody bikes here, there were even, like, old people biking, and, like, this granny totally cut me off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it, a granny's fucking cutting me off.
She had to get to work, man. She was working the alley. She's one of the house ladies.
It was Josh's grandmother.
A fangula. I gotta make a money.
And the best is just seeing, like, dudes in suits casually on their phone, riding the bike, like, checking their email.
So I guess they really don't have Bluetooth there.
Yeah, no, the guy was on the phone.
The grandma had blue hair, though.
She also had blue teeth.
That was in London.
She was eating one of those blue raspberry candies. That's why she had the blue teeth.
Delicious.
Hammer, what kind of car do you drive? Hello, what kind of car?
Hellhammer, my wife is asking you a question. What kind of car do you drive?
I don't have my own car. It's like this nasty little Ford Focus, I believe.
Whose is it?
She's not into you anymore.
Wait, thank you. You mean you were into him, honey?
How many rooms in your house? How many rooms in your house?
I'm living in dorms, to tell you the truth, so there's a lot of rooms.
You should see the look on her face now.
She is disgusted.
Like, utter disgust. Oh, my God.
You could have had her, man. All you have to do is lie.
Hellhammer, I'm sorry. I gotta side with my wife here. Nothing personal.
Thanks for calling us.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a junkie, bud.
It's
all right. If you want,
honey, you didn't have to cut him off. You're gonna let him finish a sentence.
If you've got an impressive car and want to try to steal Rob's wife, give us a call. 646.
Doesn't seem to be that difficult.
929-1357.
If you have more than one room in your house, too.
Anything above a 73 Honda Civic should be good. Snag this lovely lady.
Like a studio apartment somewhere.
If you got anything above an Amana refrigerator box, you're in.
Guys, come on. This is my wife. This is Mrs. Rob who we're talking about.
Matter of fact, just find a paper bag and paint a car on it. Car doors and stuff.
I think we should call her Mrs. Europe because that's what she's doing right now. What if she's Mrs. Europe? Because she's here with you now.
Oh, I see where you went with that joke.
Wordplay. Come on. Keep up.
That's too advanced for us.
Just walk past her and go beep, beep. You'll be fine.
It means that you are Iraq.
Yeah. What?
What?
I'm not from Iraq. That's for my rent.
No, she said you're a wreck.
No, she said you're erect.
Oh, well.
Penis is hot.
I love the way you say that, honey.
She's a kidder.
So clinical.
All right.
I guess it's all business.
Think this is getting a little too out of hand. We should take our first music break. We have a new segment on the show that we're going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
People say we don't do enough news. We don't talk about enough news. So... the higher-ups here at the Metal Injection Network.
You mean your upstairs neighbors?
A Chinese guy that lived upstairs.
We're in a studio, people. They said that we should do news breaks. So we are having livecast network news breaks from now on. And after that, we're going to do a threefer, not to be confused with reefer.
Mm-hmm.
Of,
if you want to confuse us, you can.
We're going to do that off the air. Off the air.
Honey, off the air. But, it was Dimebag Darrell's birthday yesterday, I believe.
Yep.
So we're going to do three songs from Pentheha.
Mm-hmm.
But before that is a little news break. And I believe when we come back, either when we come back or in a little bit, we're going to have Thor Shredstein on. So stick around. But right now, here's a little livecast network news break.
In celebration of Dimebag Darrell's birthday today, a group of Pantera fans gathered on Phil Anselmo's doorstep and left a flaming bag of poo. Here's what one protester has to say.
That fucking sucks! They should have shot that faggot in the face!
Stay tuned for more Metal Injection Livecast Network News, the only news on this livecast.
Thank you.
would give you the stars in the sky, but they're too far away. If you are a hooker, you know I'd be happy to pay. Community property. You're the only girl that I like to screw when I'm not on the road. When I come home, my dinner's made and the frog's on his mouth. I'll kiss your mouth even after you swallow.
Landington, reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
All right, everybody, hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast, 646-929-1357. That was our little Pantera block with a little Steel Panther also thrown in the mix.
And Sudakra.
And but Steel Panther is
Sudakra.
That's what I said.
Listen, it's their fault for naming themselves after a number puzzle in the paper. Okay.
I prefer, my favorite metal band is Word Jumble. I like that one.
I like Scrabble.
After their first album, they sucked though.
Yeah.
Word jumbled too.
Yeah,
no self.
So during
Steel Panther,
Yeah. Noah's booty buddy says, "This song is how I feel about Noah."
Yeah.
Is he implying that Noah's community property?
I assure you, I am not.
We were talking during the break that Sid was saying, "What was that guy's name?" Noah's butt buddy, and Rob goes, "No, Noah's booty buddy." And I said, "Well, Give it a week. There'll be a Noah's butt buddy too.
So
Noah.
Listeners, we're calling on you.
Noah has a lot of male
the first person Noah's... The first person I am MI Livecast with Noah's butt buddy as the screen name is the free CD that we don't want. Make it happen, guys. Come
Noah's
on.
Noah's booty buddy writes that Sudakra, is that
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. They are Mahjong core.
I love this kid. How old is this kid?
That's
I don't
funny.
Understand that.
This guy's
this guy's going to write for us next week.
I don't get that. Can someone explain it to me?
This kid's IMs are better than our show.
What was I going to say?
How about we just read them for the rest of the show?
But yeah, Steel Panther is the only band that I know of that Noah and Sid both like.
There's got to be others. There's got to be. Slayer.
Slayer.
I like Slayer.
She doesn't like Slayer.
You don't like Slayer?
Of course she does.
Everyone likes
Slayer. I mean, I know they're anti-Semitic.
775, do you like Slayer?
Yes.
Okay, bye. No. Just kidding.
What's your name, 775? Or your alias?
Richard.
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 Have you called the show before, Rich?
Yep.
Heard.
Are you just saying that?
No, I didn't. I'm still here.
No, he's before.
Okay. Right. I thought so. What's up, Rich?
He didn't Heard say
Richard.
Rich.
Heard. Richard.
Someone.
Fucking respect.
Richard.
I just got home from work, so.
What do you do?
I cashier at Walmart.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're so lucky. Do you get discounts on everything?
What?
Like shotgun?
Almost everything.
Yeah, where is this Walmart? Like, what city are you in?
I'm in Douglas. It's, like, really close to Carson City.
So it's Nevada, then. Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
So you've had a taste of legalized prostitution, too, right? Have you ever married one of them, like Rob did?
No, I haven't married anybody at all.
It's not, is it legal there? It's only in, like, Vegas and certain parts of Vegas, right? It's not all in Nevada.
Reno?
It's legal here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's every day.
Do you have brothels? Are there brothels?
Bunny ranches?
Yeah, they have them, like, on the hills.
So, how old are you? Are you, like, of legal age to go patronize those?
Almost. I'm 20, so.
Oh, it's 21. I thought
it was
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they serve alcohol there, so you have to be 21.
You can die for your country, but you can't fuck for your country.
Right. No, you can if it's a place where they don't serve alcohol.
Yeah. You just can't drink for your country. That's
funny. It's funny. So, like, I don't know. I always heard stories of, like guys taking their sons there on their 21st birthday, and it's like, you got that lined up or what?
My dad moved to San Diego a couple months ago, so.
Oh, jeez.
I don't.
Why would you move away from a place that has legalized prostitution? What the hell was he thinking?
STDs.
He wanted more money, so.
Yeah.
But you're only going to spend that money on legalized prostitution anyway, so he's going to have more money and nothing to spend it on. Is he going to come back on the weekends at least?
No, he came back once when my sister graduated, but that's about it, so.
That's your, you live with your mom, I guess, right?
Yeah, for now. Yep.
So the Walmart, so we don't have Walmart here, do we?
I don't know. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. What's the closest Walmart? I don't even know.
I have no idea. Rob, get on that. Google that.
What am I?
What
are
zip code in?
Are you listening to the conversation
Walmart.
Going on right now, Robert?
No.
I'll do it. But, do they really sell guns and stuff? Because we hear all these, like, urban legends about Walmart.
Yeah,
no,
we have guns. You sell guns
wow.
at Walmart.
I went to one in upstate. They laughed at me.
Nah.
They were like, no, we don't have guns.
Come what? On. Yes, they do.
The one we went to by your parents' house.
Yeah.
They do not have guns.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Gander Mountain. That place
the
has guns.
Is Gander Mountain?
It's a place that has, like, stuffed, like, real animals and a bunch of shotguns and handguns and everything. It's great.
New Jersey, Secaucus, New Jersey is the closest Walmart.
Stuffed animals and guns.
So how are you gonna
well, what are you going to shoot with the guns? I mean, come on.
I read about a place in California, but not in a big city, like in the hinterlands of California, where you drive up. It's a drive through, and they have liquor and shotguns. As
what
a drive through.
What else do you need?
Yeah, but a drive through, yeah. They sell you liquor in a car. She's still here? Get out. What are you doing here?
Leave her alone. Yeah. Come on. We've been through a lot.
Rob, do you make her massage your feet?
Oh.
I make her lick my feet.
Oh,
she loves it.
I'm going home.
So who works in the Walmart gun department? Is it like creepy guys?
No, it's like the same people who work in sport, who work for the rest of the sporting goods. They work with the guns because they're mostly like hunting rifles and stuff.
What other hunting utensils do you guys sell? Do you have like those bows, those crossbows? Jesus.
We have bows and arrows, yeah, but we don't have crossbows. So.
Oh, where do you have to go for a crossbow?
Jesus. Oh God. Like Sid wanted a crossbow.
Can I ask you a question? Do you get this all the time when you tell people that you work at Walmart? And they're like, "Oh, do you get guns?" Is that like the first question?
I bet he doesn't, because in most places, Walmart is very commonplace.
Yeah, we're
it's
fascinated by
like
it.
I guess that's well, they're locked out of New York. I was just reading that New York does not want him in here.
This is like meeting a girl with a third tit. You know, we're not.
What?
We're not used to this.
Well, whoa, Sasha! Did you show them your tits?
Oh no.
I don't show him my titties. He wants to see them.
I do. I'm not going to lie.
Why do you think I'm married?
Got to pay.
She's but like the chick in Total Recall.
Listen, if you didn't want anyone to see your tits, you shouldn't have worn that mesh top with no undershirt on. I can't help but look.
Very expensive.
Listen, that's what Rob told me.
And I'm very expensive.
Just,
that's what I heard.
Just a bit of a sidetrack for the boobs. We're talking about Total Recall. I never saw that three-titted bitch. Because
what's your bitch?
Well, I'm just a
midget.
The three-titted lady.
They prefer little people, not bitch.
Because I watched Total Recall on TV, and my parents bootlegged it off the TV. So that was my only frame of reference until I was like 20, and I downloaded a rip.
But didn't they show a part where you could see her three times cleavage?
No, they edited it off the TV clip. Yeah,
her whole existence is not in the movie.
No, it's in there, but you never see her chest. Like
it's Willard Scott's face over.
But then
triple.
When I finally saw it, I was like, oh,
yeah, it looks very fake.
Yeah, oh.
Disappointed.
Yeah, very disappointed. Maybe as a kid, I would have.
At the time, it seemed real, like when it came out. But like our graphics have improved since then.
Yeah. So. Richard, how do you feel about three-titted bitches?
I'm sure we do. I have no idea.
It's a big store.
Yeah.
So, what's the first thing you do when you get home, Richard?
Take a shit.
Yeah.
I do the same thing whenever I get home.
Bathrooms are so nasty there.
Do you guys get junkies coming in to like do heroin in your bathroom?
Wait, I want to know more about Noah's shit.
That's the most random line of questioning.
I'm sorry, Richard. I didn't mean to cut you off, but Noah talked about an excrement movement, so I need to know. This is like metal injection break.
I relate to Richard. When I get home, that's the first thing I do too. Like I can't control it. I just need
but
like.
Is that specifically why you asked that question? Because you were hoping for that answer?
No, I was just wondering because I thought. I usually take a shit first when I get home from work.
So
I was wondering what other people do when they get home from work. And apparently we all do this. Well, Richard and I do the same thing.
Do you eat a lot at work? Is that why?
No, I have like a sandwich and two bottles of water and that's it.
Well, so, and Noah, how about you?
I just have one peanut and a glass of water.
Peanut?
Does it come out fully formed in the shit? Was that music? I was turned on by this talk.
Why can't you shit at Sirius? They probably have nice bathrooms there. I bet Sirius has nice bathrooms.
No, there's the Howard Stern bathrooms, and then there's all the other bathrooms. That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, compared to my other job, the bathrooms are much nicer. My other job has, like, roaches, and it smells like shit and Lysol all the time.
What's your other job? I don't even know.
I work for an accounting firm.
Really? And
she
they don't have
Sasha's
nice...
job when she moved to America.
Is it true?
I don't know. I get up there in the display window, and the guys look at me, and then I have to take a dump. So I.
They pay for that.
Yeah, you can make money.
Yeah.
On that.
Anyway.
But I want to know about Noah's bowel movements.
I already like.
Where else is there?
Have you ever clogged the toilet?
Of course.
You're such a dainty looking girl. I can't imagine you like. Dropping one, like, you know, picking
okay,
the brown for the Super Bowl.
I'll share a really disgusting story with you.
This is a twit pick in the making, by the way.
This is so hot.
You poop.
Talk slow.
Oh, well, I don't...
This is the kind of meat hole that was into.
Speaking of... okay, because you said clogging the toilet, it reminded me of the time where I did clog the toilet, and there was a turd just, like, floating around, and because... I didn't know what to do because, like, there was already shit in the toilet, and I couldn't, like, I didn't want to put the Well, first of all, I was already in the bathroom.
You thought they would blame it on you.
Well, I had my own bathroom, so I didn't care. But I didn't. I couldn't run out to get a plunger. I don't even know if we had one in the house. So I didn't know what to do. And I wasn't going to put my hand in there. So, like, right. So much time had passed that the shit started to, like, disintegrate in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just looking at all the different layers of things that I ate.
Oh, my God.
What was it? Like, any combos in there?
An everything bagel.
Did it reform?
No,
as an
no,
everything
like,
bagel?
No, like, the layers were just, like, peeling off.
And the poppy seeds separated from
yeah,
the
yeah,
head.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
The poopy seeds.
I actually had a funny story about that. I used to work in a record store, but not the one that you know about. This was, like, a generic used CD
store.
And 13th and Broadway, but it's not there anymore. It was right across from where the Union Square Virgin was. Anyways, many years ago. And we hired, I was like, I think 21. Hey, Richard.
Richard,
yeah.
Hey, dog, we're trying to do a live cast here.
I thought that was part of the show. I was like,
Richard,
I guess we never went this
far. Yeah.
Is that your dog or are the cops chasing you?
No, it's the neighbor's dog.
What are you doing outside?
Take one of them hunting rifles and take it off.
That's so courteous of you to go outside so we wouldn't hear the phone. But we heard the dog instead.
That
yeah.
is nice. What kind of dog is it?
I have no idea. Never been to my neighbor's place.
Wow, your neighbors are in the Christmas spirit.
It's my favorite song. How did you know?
Can you, like, close the door? You're allowed, dude.
Okay, we should really get through your story because Thor is getting impatient.
I want to hear the rest of that song, though. Seriously. It's a lot.
It's just the non-dog part. Hold on. Let me fast forward. Ready?
This is never not funny. This is always pure comedy gold. Oh, my God.
It's Christmas in August.
Oh, it's got deep. Next week, we're going to do a dog barking version of the Michael Jackson Ron Artest tribute.
This is the second week in a row that we've had a dog singer on the show.
Yeah,
I'm going to say.
Very true.
Wait, do you live next door to the singer from Canines?
Canines, according to Frank.
No, not that I know of. Yeah. I might. I have no idea.
Anyway.
So back to your shit story, Derek.
Yes, it wasn't my shit involved in the story. So,
oh, sure.
So we were the manager of the store. We're like me and this other guy, and we were like 21 and 22. So we had to hire two people, and we just wanted to hire like the hottest girl possible. Like we didn't give a shit about anything else. So we hired these two extremely hot girls. One of them was from NYU, right? So one night it was me and her just working, and I'm doing some kind of bullshit paperwork, and we're closing the store, and she comes up to me. Darren. I said, what? I have a problem. I said, what happened? She said, the toilet won't flush. So I said, oh. So I go in there, and she's like, I'm so embarrassed. And I go in there. It's like ungodly, like the amount of shit that was in that toilet. It was about, like, it looked like 15 pounds of shit. And I couldn't believe it came out of this girl. She was like 5'4". And weighed like 110 pounds. And there was just about 90 pounds of shit in the toilet. So I had to actually unclog it, and like, it took about an hour and a half to unclog this mess that this girl made. But anyway, that was my story.
Did you end up banging her?
Wait.
No.
So you have to clean this? Or you have to unclog
it? I didn't clean it. I just, you know.
What is
jerked
that?
It off? You did like a total jerk off.
I messed with the toilet tank until it would flush. That's all.
Oh, so you didn't have your hand.
No, I had to, it had to go down in stages because it was like almost above the seat. That's how much.
Oh, wow.
Because it was like a low water toilet anyway, so it was like it would accumulate. It wouldn't float, you know.
And today you know that girl is recording artist Lisa Loeb.
Yeah.
Shocking. From humble beginnings.
Oh, we learned something today.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we...
We should get Thor in here. Richard, thank you so much for giving us a call.
Yeah, Richard, thanks.
Stick around. Thor Schredstein is going to drop some knowledge on you.
Thank you, Richard, for diverting us into toilets, shit, Jingle Bell dogs,
that was all
and
noise.
Walmart.
Shotgun.
And Walmart. All right. So, you want to bring Thor in? Where is he?
That's not Thor's music.
Where's my intro that we agreed upon?
Wait, here it is.
Thor can't get
Thor,
mad.
Thor. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Thor can't get angry at some delightful dogs that bark in tune, especially when I have my main squeeze, Antonella, right by my side. Say hello, baby.
Allergic to dogs. Why do I hear dogs barking everywhere?
No,
and to Jingle Bells.
No,
it's not even Christmas.
It's a sound effect.
Sound effect.
She's also
hello,
allergic.
Everybody.
She's allergic to sound effects.
I'm allergic to you. Hello, everybody.
What are you doing?
Hello, Antonella.
Hello.
Hey, Derek. Hey.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Hey, 3D, don't look at my girl like that. Don't even look in her direction.
I'm looking at Frank.
Frank is in her direction.
I saw some hooker outside, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that Rob's wife?
It better not be.
He ran out with her.
She better not be messing with my Thor baby.
Rob, come back. She's just a whore. Ah, he's not listening to me.
Was she with the guy that looked like Jerry O'Connell?
I'm sorry. Was she Jerry O'Connell? Is that an actor?
Yeah, he's a professional actor.
He was in that show Sliders. You ever see that?
Sliders, baby.
You watch it all
slider.
The time.
Is that show?
I'm your slider, baby. I'm your slider, baby.
My slider.
Yeah.
Slide right
oh.
Okay.
Oh, which?
Three show.
And then with the dogs. My Aunt and Ella don't like the dogs.
I hate dogs. I think they're cute, but I hate them
because
they make me go
focaccia. Focaccia? Like the bread?
My baby's allergic to bread. Let's drop it, all right?
She has mold growing out of her face when she's your dog, apparently.
I just have one question.
And you still look beautiful.
Thank you, baby.
I have one question.
Who's my focaccia?
Well,
who's your focaccia?
I'm your focaccia.
Who's allergic to bread?
You
no?
No?
You can't do that with my Antonella. That's the thing that Thor and Antonella got.
I was trying to start you on it.
So you can't have penicillin, I guess, then.
Focaccia, I don't talk about the bread. I talk about, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes,
definitely. I get it now.
In the nose. I get it all in the nose.
You get focaccia in the nose?
Sometimes she gets a little Thor in the nose, huh?
Who puts the Thor in my nose?
The only focaccia nose I see is like when I walk by the OTB and there's those old guys that are like the recovering alcoholics. They have the big, bloody looking noses.
The clown nose, yeah.
That's from alcohol. I thought that was from cocaine.
No.
So I stopped. I guess I can keep doing it.
Yeah, you won't get focaccia.
No more, baby. We don't do that no more.
And who's my cocaine?
I'm your
who's my cocaine?
You're addicted to me like you were addicted to cocaine.
All right, this is getting sickening. I got to ask you a question. Just to change the subject.
Thor is here for a reason. Let's stay on topic here.
Yeah, it says here on my card that you are not a fan of Obama's...
Hold on, you write notes on your car?
Well, I prepare for the show, unlike some other people in this room.
Who?
Named Thor.
What? I'm a guest.
Right.
Thor is always prepared.
All right,
yeah.
So...
Thor don't need no car.
How'd you get here without a car?
Chauffeured.
Oh.
Took the car service. You took safely.
It's a beautiful car. It's yellow. It's gorgeous out there. We got like.
It's a yellow stretch.
It says taxi on the side. It's very classy.
That's a decoy. Though.
Were there any yellow stretches in Amsterdam, Frank? Or was it only white girls?
Oh.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I see what Sid did there.
It was an ethnic joke.
The yellow.
I don't like them racists.
The
there's right?
Nothing racist about it. The Asian vagina is the Cadillac.
I think anybody who's a racist is just a big fag.
The Cadillac.
That's how I feel about racists.
Sid likes the Chinese basket trick.
Anyway, I'm here for. Can you girls shut up? So I have something important to talk about here.
Go ahead.
And it's been on the news. And this Obama, oh, my God. Let me tell you, this Obama comes into office, starts up with the tax break, this, restore taxes, debt. And I was like, you know, Thor's an American, and part of being an American is paying the taxes
right.
and complaining about it. But I'm not going to do that because, you know, I got a black for that. Thor is here to talk about Obama's health plan.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as Thor likes to call it, Obama wants to kill Thor's baby grandmother.
You have a baby grandmother? I don't know what
she's my baby, my grandmother. I love her.
Is that like a baby mama?
My
but boobie.
Listen,
I
my.
I was your boobie.
Oh, you're my, you know, same age boobie. My grandmother is a different type of love.
She's a wonderful lady.
Don't, you know. Grandma Ethel. She's getting teary at talking about
it. Well, okay, baby, it's okay. Don't get upset.
Listen,
don't get upset.
My Grandma Ethel is a wonderful lady, all right? And to think that piece of Obama can have some sort of death panel deciding if my grandmother can live or die? Nobody decides if my grandmother can live or die but Thor Shredstein.
Wait, you're going to decide if she lives or dies?
Yeah, anyway, she's going to live.
Oh.
Forever? My grandma's immortal.
Wow. All right.
Let me tell you, my grandma's a lovely lady.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's okay.
Let me compose myself. Who's your composer?
You're my composer.
Who's your composer?
You're my composer, baby. You're my composer.
All right, I feel better.
Now, Thor, I don't want to, like, interject or anything, but I don't think Obama's really setting up death panels.
I agree. I think he's setting up death camps, but people constantly correct me, saying, no, that's Hitler. And I'm like, what's the difference? You know, I got a little mustache difference.
Well, Hitler was white, for one thing.
Obama's half white.
Thor Shredstein don't see color. I told you, a racist to me is just a big fag.
Can I just say, although he may be colored, I think it's good just because we'll get the free birth control, and we don't need babies right now because you're doing your show, you're doing the big things, and we don't have room for children yet.
Thor don't mind a bunch of shreddies running around, you know. Thor could use a backing band.
You gotta get real, real big. I mean, you're big now, but big, like crazy.
Thor's big. Look at these muscles. Look at these guns.
We have babies, and then they go on and they get big too. And that, but for right now, he's. Free birth control, honey. It's okay. It's okay.
But my what about my bubby?
Bubby is fine. She is fine. She's going to live.
My poor Ethel. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for Ethel, my grandma Ethel, I don't even feel right saying her name. It's like, it's not right. But if it wasn't for her, Thor Shredstein would not be the shredder he is today.
Well, she
introduced me to music. That's what you were going to say, Darren.
I was
going to
ask you, your family's musical, and she also had some recording there.
Well, if it wasn't for my grandma, you know, because my mother was very busy. She couldn't raise me. My grandmother raised me.
Oh.
My grandmother, Ethel. And being the great motherly person that she is, she stuck me in front of the TV where I had my first exposure to amazing musicianship by watching the fantastic show, The Partridge Family.
About the meatloaf.
We call them the Partridges. You know, any true fan calls them the Partridges, all right? And that David Cassidy, he's a shredder among shredders. Yngwie Malmsteen, don't lower my mic!
I heard the real
Dan,
fans.
I was hoping you wouldn't
please lower his mic.
The real fans call them the Tridge, I've heard. The Tridge?
No, only hipster fakes call them that, all
okay.
right? It's the Partridges.
Well, I don't call them that. I'm just saying.
David Cassidy is a shredder like no other, all right? That George Lynch fag stole every riff he got from David Cassidy. You guys know who George Lynch is?
I have no idea. No.
He was in that band Dokken.
Okay.
Dokken. You heard of that band Dokken?
Yes.
They came up with me. They were like, oh, Thor, give me some advice. And I'm like, yo. Thor's down with the street, so he says, yo, now.
Yeah.
Yo, yo. Thor here. And I want to tell you, if you really want to get serious about music, get the DVD of The Partridge Family. And George Lynch was like, but it's 1983. There ain't no such thing as DVDs. And I'm like, George Lynch, you wait.
You're an innovator.
Eventually.
Now, in preparing for this interview, I knew you were going to talk about your grandmother. And it turns out that in our research, we dug up a recording that she made.
What?
Yeah, I'll play for you.
Have I heard this? Oh! I have been had.
Oh, this isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I guess we don't have that.
Baby, did you tell them about the meatloaf sandwiches that Grandma Ethel makes?
Tell them. Tell them.
Oh, my God. It's like heaven.
To die for?
To die for. Wow. It is like heaven. You bite into it, and you have an orgasm immediately,
nice.
Right?
This is
you
what...
Give me orgasm.
Oh, my grandmother's meatloaf gives you
right,
orgasm.
That's right, baby. That's right.
That's a pseudonym for my dick. But, unrelated...
It's a pseudofed for your dick.
Pseudo-dick.
Oh, I ain't got no pseudo dick. So I got a mega dick.
Mega dick, baby. Tell him.
Yeah, that's
it.
What I call
Dave
Mustaine.
Did you mean Miller dick?
So it's not good with man. I don't know which is which. Acute. Obtuse.
You're acute.
Oh, thank
You're
you. Oh, my baby. What would I do without you, Antonella?
I think he's obtuse myself.
That better be a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean that he came in his pants?
Does it, Thor?
There is a clear stain through his white pants that he's wearing.
I got a question. Why are none of Thor's fans calling up to back Thor up on my stance that Obama needs to be stopped with these death camp panels?
Well, you can give us a call, 646-929-1357. Or you can IM us and in my live cast if you want to speak to the great Thor Schredstein and Antonella. So how's Bernadette doing? I meant to ask you about
that. Oh, yeah. Again with fucking Bernadette every time I come here.
Unbelievable.
Don't blame the messenger.
Every time I come here, you try to upset me.
Honey, I'm so sorry. I wanted to come here to get the message across, and they're disrupting the message here, and it's not right.
All
right. It's not right. Darren, you know it's over between me and Berna Faggot. I don't talk to her. I don't know. I lost her number. I deleted it. It's done.
No, I have
it.
I'm here.
I don't
want
to come here no more.
Honey,
you told me to. You told me to write it down for you when you deleted
Darren,
it.
Darren, I did not tell you to write it
down. Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm mistaken. I'm sorry. But she did just IM us.
What did she say?
What did she say?
I don't know
say?
If I should read this on the air. It's a little...
Read it. Put it out there. What did she say? I'm going to beat her.
First of all, what's
it's
your screen name?
Antonella, calm down, all right? It's not... You're my boo. You're my main screen. Who's my main screen? Who's my main screen?
I'm your main screen.
That's
her,
right.
Her name is Bernadette69Sexy4U4U, LOL. And she writes, who's your screen name? Who's your IMer? Who's your IMer, baby?
That. She don't what? Do that. That's our thing.
I'm
she
just
don't
reading
know
what
nothing
it...
about that, and neither do you. So
all right. You know what? I'm gonna butt out. I'm sorry about
what
that.
What else did she say? What else is? I just want to see what this cunt thinks. She yeah, I said it.
She says, "You know where to meet me, exit 9, Jersey Turnpike, Sunoco Station, bathroom."
I'm going to meet her there, and I'm going to kill her. That's tell her. Type it.
Wow.
Type it.
Well,
type right. it on your machine that I'm going to beat her fucking ass.
No, ask her. Ask her for like
don't
a...
Don't ask her nothing, Noah. Don't enjoy... No.
No,
we're
going to
beat her ass. You're going to come with me.
All right. I got your back, Antonella. I got your back.
I'm going to call you Marie, Barnett. Though. It's easier.
Marie? All right.
Marie.
All right. I'll be your Marie.
You need a courgette name. That's we
or
all
a
need
girl's
to,
name
I'll,
in general.
I'll be Vito.
I'll be Sal. Sal.
This boy could be Paulie.
Paulie is Frank.
And he stays to my Thor because he's my baby. Who's my baby?
I'm your baby.
Who's my
Thor? Tessio.
Thor baby.
Tessio? No.
See, that's like off the boat of town.
Clemenza? TV Clemenza?
Is that some sort of STV?
Clemenza Fredstein?
Maybe I told you it's an ATV.
Oh, my apologies. You're so smart. My Antonella, she's going to be a school teacher. She's going to teach first grade. Who's my sexy teacher?
I'm your sexy teacher.
Who's my sexy teacher? You're going to teach
her?
Yeah. Oh, Thor doesn't do homework. You might have to give Thor a little detention.
What subject?
My anatomy.
Oh, wow. An anatomy first grade?
No, Thor is really good at that.
Yeah, he knows my anatomy.
Yeah. I know you have anatomy.
I know.
Ooh.
I never had that at first grade.
I know.
This is Thor grade. Thor grade. This is a special school.
Okay.
In that I am special, not a retard.
No, baby, you're not retarded. Don't
no, I saw the joke gears forming in your head. You're trying
Guilty.
To get one up on Thor.
Guilty.
Not going to happen.
I'll tell you who's retarded, though. Bernadette is retarded. And I'll tell you why. Because she sends these little things on the machine here so that I can see it,
it's
so that I can see her at exit 9, at the X time, and that's what I'm going to do, and she's going to be dead. And then we're never going to have to talk about her again.
Sunoco, I just want to make sure you get there so you can beat her ass.
We still have Sunoco.
Well, maybe she's living in the 70s. What do I know? I didn't write the thing. But she does look retarded, by the way she spelled. It's like one capital letter, one lowercase letter.
Yeah,
it's one of those.
Like the kids. How old is Bernie?
Thor, how old was she?
You don't know how old she is because you don't know her, so stop asking about it and talk about Obama and the fact that I have free birth control now.
Free birth control.
From the colored president.
Right.
Thank God we finally got a colored president.
Because he
likes
birth control.
Likes birth control.
Honey, you can't say that. You can't say that.
Are you saying he's going around putting babies in people? Is that your... And that's why he likes.
Want to put babies in people, so he gets.
That's a first for a colored, am I right?
Oh no, let's not go there.
Thor's a loose cannon.
Sorry, I was just condemning her, and there I go.
He's not racist. Don't say he's a racist.
I love the blacks.
Loves the blacks and the fags.
They buy records too. Fags.
I think we need a little jingle bells.
Chinese too.
Oh, I love Chinese food.
Three of the dogs on this record are colored, by the way. So, and we like the record.
And half
so.
Of them are fags too.
Well, yeah. All sniffing each other's asses. They don't care.
Everybody.
Anyway, the point I want to make is this: if that Obama thinks that he is gonna come in here, take Thor's little grandma Ethel.
My sweet little grandmother.
Okay, baby, keep talking. Okay.
And try to decide if she lives or dies. Thor will decide if Obama lives or dies.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Turning it around on Obama. You see what I did that?
I don't think you can threaten the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea?
It's against the law. And you can,
FBI
you can
is
go
listening.
To, you can go to jail for life.
My Thor's not going to hurt anybody. He's just talking because he's upset because his grandma Ethel should not have to be put out there like, are you going to live with us? She should be able to just make meatloaf sandwiches
yeah.
for us every day.
Yeah. Is that so wrong?
No. Tell them, baby. Tell
it's
them.
Not wrong. I'm not threatening Obama's life.
We're friends, so it's not like we don't like the black people.
Yeah.
Look,
don't say that's racist. They call
Thor's Rhodey. Thor's Rhodey doesn't count as a friend because Thor spits on him and treats him like shit.
Yeah, like any other worker.
The singer of King's X. Does he count?
You should be lucky.
We actually.
On by my
in all fairness, he spits on white people, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And come on, I've checked eBay. I've seen my spit up there going for hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars.
I just don't think.
And I get it for free.
Who's going to spit on you later? Who's going to spit on you later? Who wants my saliva? Who wants the saliva?
Everywhere.
Thor doesn't know how long he can do this.
The thing is, even though you're obnoxious, I like you, and I don't want you to get arrested.
What do you mean obnoxious?
I just don't want you to get arrested and thrown in jail for 40 years. That's
he's
all.
Not
look,
going
no,
to
look,
jail.
Look, look. Let me set the record straight here, all right? I'm not saying I want to kill Obama.
You said it again. Jesus.
I'm just saying that if Obama.
Oh, no. Now you've done it. Are they coming, baby?
Yes,
is that the owl, or is that another sound effect?
I'm not doing anything.
That's real. That sounds like it's coming from outside.
Your funny dog.
Look, let me just say this, all right? Obama, you're a dead man. I'll be out of here. See you later. Bye, buddy. I'm a lingui shringui, if I can make it. Bye.
And he's gone.
I never seen such a big guy move that fast.
Never forget me!
Wow.
Who's never
going to
forget you?
You're never going to forget me. You're never going to forget me.
All right, just come by.
Oh, my God.
Thor Schredstein and Antonella, everybody.
Yay.
Amazing.
Always a pleasure.
totally hogging my mic. I couldn't even say a word.
Well, you were out chasing your prostitute.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, that thing's over.
Really? What happened? Did you meet Jerry O'Connell outside?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
You know what I got to say? That guy's really attractive. I mean, I could be as mad as I want, but I mean, fucking, he's a good-looking guy. I kind of had to have a chub.
Now, I just have one question.
I'm just saying, is that good-looking that I was mildly attracted to him?
Okay.
So I don't hold any hard feelings.
Do you still have your wallet?
Fuck.
All right, we should take a break while you go look.
Jerry O'Connell swapped out his wallet with a copy of Kangaroo Jack.
Well, that's worth
win-win.
Something.
Yeah.
A coaster.
It's a win-win.
All right, one song, and then we'll come back to close it out.
All right.
This is a band called Thou, covering Black Sabbath.
And here it is.
That's not it at all.
Okay.
Pretty good, though. Thank you.
This is Chuck Flandington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
I just want to give a shout out to RateMyPoo.com, which we were just on.
That's what we were doing during the break.
Looking at people's shit uploaded to.
It's like Hot or Not for poop.
But Noah sent us to that site indirectly because she teased us by saying that she has she has a JPEG of her own shit that she took.
I won't show it to
she
you.
She won't show it to us.
See, that's fucked up.
Why even mention it?
Fucked up.
Why rub it in?
Why are you rubbing your poop photos in?
It's just conversation.
But why would you mention that you have documented photo evidence of something
because,
and not produce it?
Because you asked me, and I don't like to lie to my friends.
You didn't. I didn't ask if you had any. You volunteered that.
No.
Why would you take that picture if you didn't want to show it to people?
I think
you said I didn't want to show it to people. I didn't want to show it to you guys.
Why? We're the ones you should show. We're the only ones that would be impressed by it instead of giving you shit over it.
Wait, you know people besides us? I thought we made a vow that we would only know each other.
What's You've been following that? Oh.
God damn it!
I want to see that. I want that up to... I want a shit pic on Twitter.
Yes.
Nope. Can you at least describe it verbally?
Well, obviously, if I took a picture of it, it must have been good.
But is it a clump or is it long and
No, thin? No, it's long. It's like from the bottom until the top of the water.
Wow.
Speaking of turds, I believe there's a caller on the Zach B. Top.
Hey, why are you calling our caller a turd?
Oh, well. Good.
That's terrible.
Oh, God.
Who is this?
You're on the air.
Hello.
Area code 732.
It sounds like you're in a helicopter caller.
Oh, you sound... Is this Thor?
Hello.
Yeah, it's Thor.
Wow, his reception is horrible.
What's up?
Is it really horrible?
Yeah, maybe you should just drive back here.
Maybe you should kill yourself.
It's really bad. We can't really hear you.
I'll be back in the studio in a moment.
Oh, my God.
That's actually a part of his guitar solo
it's
from his new
vocoder.
Album.
He's got vocoder on one of his tracks. And this is,
do you believe in love? Hello.
Right, someone just go open the door for him.
Damn.
Hey,
oh, I'm back.
That was quick.
I just spoke to my agent, and he said it's not good for business to say you want to kill the president.
All right.
So I just want to clarify that I never said I wanted to murder Obama. I just said that if he passes this bill, he might find himself with a few stab wounds.
No, not
you. No, I'm just saying it's like this. I'm not saying I want to inflict any harm on Obama. I'm just saying if this bill passes, he may stop breathing.
Okay,
you know?
All right. You can't say you want to kill the president, and you can't imply.
I'm not saying I want to kill the president. I'm just saying I want to kill the president.
But all right, now you can't say that. You can't.
Can I just say that?
Yes.
I guess I should go back on the run then.
Yeah, please.
I'll see you guys later.
You just fell down a pit.
I just don't want us to get investigated because
of Thor. We're probably on a list now.
It's probably going to be the last week that we're allowed to do this live cast.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Live at least.
Next week we'll be live from Guantanamo.
Why are there pieces of like toenails in this ashtray? What is this?
Toenails?
Oh,
what is this?
No, I clipped my thumbnail before, but I didn't put it in the ashtray.
So that's Rob.
That must be
then. Rob, what are you doing?
There's also like a pubic hair sticker.
That's not mine.
Rob, are you clipping your toenails and putting them in the ashtray?
My pubes are maybe trimmed.
I actually jerk off in my.
All right, we're not asking for jokes right now. We're asking for a serious fucking answer.
What was the question?
Are you clipping your toenails and putting them in the ashtray?
Sure. Where else am I going to put it?
How do you know it's a toenail and not a fingernail?
It's a fingernail. Fingernails are huge.
I'm more concerned about what he does with his hands than with his feet, to be honest. So it's even worse that way.
I don't understand why you're offended. You have no use for the ashtray. It's not like
It's very close to my face right now.
So move it.
I'm not even touching it.
Can we get a twit pic of that nail in the ashtray?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I think we're going to have to, I don't know about this.
We're going to have to, like in Silkwood, get the radiation shower and get scrubbed.
Silkwood?
Remember that movie?
No. When did that come out? I know the name.
Like 82.
Was Meryl Streep in that?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Because she goes in the shower and gets scrubbed with those wire brushes because she's radiated.
So wait, do we see a naked Meryl Streep in this movie?
You see, like, it's not sexy at all.
All three getting breasts?
No, you see her ass. You don't see anything else. But it's not even... Even if she was attractive, it's in such a non-sexy context.
In her new movie where she plays Julia Child, she does full frontal.
What?
A little naked cookie.
You had me going there for a second. I was about to Google it.
She takes out the egg beater and does something wrong with it.
Because, you know, it's funny. I've always wanted, like, Julia Child porn. But
except without the Julia.
I knew you were going to go there, you son of a bitch.
Why would you want Julia Child porn?
Have you seen her?
Yes.
I was like, Meryl Streep from full frontal as Julia Child is close as I'm going to get. I'm just kidding.
What's going on here?
It's like meat holes, but like
there's
actual
also,
meat.
Wait, I'm sorry. In this, I just realized now, in this picture, there's also a sunflower seed.
Yeah.
You know that Rob is the culprit of
yes,
these nail clippings.
Yes, yes.
Vaporized weed resin.
This is like pothead CSI.
An awful human being. Next caller gets to move in with Rob.
I thought you were going to say next caller gets Rob's nail clipping.
You could do that too.
We'll make it happen.
We'll
646-929-1357. You have 3 minutes to make your mark.
Like, oh, damn, I really wanted to say something, but I don't want that fucking nail clipping.
All right. We won't give you the nail clipping. Just call.
And you don't have to live with Rob.
I can't believe the show's over. Like, this really felt like a blink of an eye, this whole episode. Really, it's
that's because you're on shrooms, Rob.
I am not. I have not been on shrooms for a week.
You're recently divorced.
I am. I got to get that marriage annulled. What a bad idea. Guys, I can't believe you didn't stop me.
What? Stop you? It was great comedy.
Well, Frank, you were with him. Why
didn't you
do something?
Yeah, we were wasted, man.
You were my best man!
That girl was passing out hand jobs.
Who married you? Was there an Elvis marrying you?
I saw.
You can't get married by yourself.
I saw
Elvis the Dutch.
Yeah. Oh, because you look like Elvis?
No, it was a Dutch dude.
I saw the wedding photos, and it looked like Frank was shtupping the bride while you were exchanging vows.
Yeah, he had three
is that where you were?
Three fingers.
Sorry. I'm just blowing everybody's spot up today.
You're horrible, Darren.
Yeah. But you know what's not horrible? Jingle Bell Dogs.
Yes, give us some more.
That's enough. You've had too much fun
Come
today.
On, it's so good.
We should play that going out of the show. We'll do that.
Okay, good. We have 2 minutes.
Did
you have to play that again?
No, I heard you told me about that.
Let's give them a listen.
Right,
is it a bird chirping to hardcore music, basically?
Yeah, well, the name gives it away.
Yeah.
I got it. Oh, you got it?
I think one of the guys in...
why don't you talk on Mike Robert?
One of the guys from Pig Destroyer is in that band.
Wait, are you loading this?
Do you have it? I
just got it on YouTube.
Do it. Yeah. Do it!
I'm doing it. Doing it.
What?
Did you do it yet?
What are we doing? Oh, you're doing bird metal?
It sounds like it should be on the soundtrack to Clash of the Titans. Harry Hamlin, are you listening? For the DVD re-release.
I have to stop this and play the other song on here because it has a great name.
They actually did a split with K-9s.
Oh, yeah? Well, this song is called Beak of Putrefaction. Like the Cannibal Corpse song. Oops, that's a little low.
Wait, Reek of Putrefaction, not Carcass?
Carcass, right, sorry.
What about Crocus?
No, not Crocus.
They also did a split with Bird Flesh.
I don't hear any beaking.
They're grilling it up. Can you hear that
forward?
Yeah.
Make bird see out of your face, my foot. Ain't no doubt in my mind, partner.
This sounds like the music when we stream it on our show.
Yeah.
During the live stream.
I wonder what this sounds right. like during.
I'll turn it off. Anyway.
Oh, well, that killed 2 minutes.
I guess it's time for the dog.
Well, let's wrap up the show first.
Well, that was our show. What did we learn today? We learned that...
Don't marry prostitutes.
Marry hookers from Amsterdam. I definitely learned that.
Just fuck them.
Yeah. In the mouth.
Use protection.
We've also learned that Thor wants to not kill the president.
But not us. We don't want to. He
no, Thor shreds the...
I voted for Obama.
I
think everyone
tabled
it. Right, Noah? You're such a Jew. Who'd you vote for, really?
What?
Or
I don't
did
know
you
have to disclose.
Did you vote?
Yes.
You voted for Nader, didn't you?
He's Green Party.
He's of Islamic descent, so she would never vote for him.
Yeah?
I believe so.
I just close my eyes and I just, you know, just pick randomly.
Noah says
I picked the random white person that was running.
I will vote for whoever decides to build a wall around any Muslim neighborhood.
Yeah.
And intimidate Muslim people with big tanks.
Right.
I get it. Israel jokes. All right.
So what else did we learn? Anything before we
That's
go into
better, really.
Noah has a picture of her shit that she won't show anybody.
It's the Holy Grail. If anybody has one, please. We all would love to see
it. A very special someone has it.
You gotta do that for the Christmas show. Though.
Jenny, do you have it? Does Jenny have it?
All right, we should really wrap this one up. Darren, play us out.
All right. See you next week.
Over it.
Balls.
This song is brutal.
Yes, I did suck Darren off.
I guess. Cut it out. I know. Talk about cynic like that. I'm over it.